This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Evidence this pandemic recession is different from the 2008 collapse. This time banks are doing much better. This week we're getting quarterly results from the big ones. JP Morgan Chase and Citigroup reported theirs yesterday. Each did better than expected. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo report today. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
This should be a tough time for banks. Low interest rates hurt their profits. And with millions unemployed and consumers strapped for cash, the credit card business is slow. The bank's trading business, though, has been helped by the soaring stock market, says CFRA analyst Ken Leon.
The capital markets have done well.
Meanwhile, banks have put billions aside in reserves to cover losses if a lot of consumers and businesses default on their loans. But so far, says Bankrate's Greg McBride,
we haven't seen the type of delinquencies and defaults that we would normally see in a recession.
He says that's partly because borrowers have gotten forbearance to delay paying monthly mortgage and credit card bills.
The hope is that these payment relief options can kind of bridge the gap until we get the virus behind us, people get back to work, and they're able to resume making the payments.
Analysts warn that without another round of government stimulus, banks might start to see more consumers and businesses default on their loans. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.